Would the children come forward, please? Hooray! Welcome. Glad you're here. Glad you're here. Does anybody know what kind of party, what kind of fun is going to happen at school this week? Real soon? Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. What do we do at school for Valentine's Day?
We pass out Valentine's.
Yeah. Do you write everybody's name on them and put them in boxes and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Not me.
Not you. Okay. Sometimes we have cookies or cupcakes or something. But I think a lot of the Valentines have candy in them now, don't they? Mm-hmm. Some of them do.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Chocolate.
And chocolate. That part you remember, right, Samantha? Yeah. Yeah. Why do we give Valentines to people? What does that mean?
I love you.
I love you. That's right. It means I love you, doesn't it? Yeah. Do you think God gives us a Valentine? Have you ever gotten a Valentine from God?
Not
you. I think God gives us a Valentine in lots of ways. We have a Bible that tells us lots of stories about God, and I think we get to read about God's love in a bunch of ways. God loves us enough to give us all that we need. The trees and the fields and our parents and puppies and all the wonderful things, all that we eat and drink, those are all gifts from God. That's a pretty nice way of showing that God loves us, isn't it? We've got lots of good stuff. Even the chocolate, yeah, comes from God. And in the Bible, it also says that God loves us so much that God sent Jesus to be with us, which is a lot of love. God shows us a lot of love. How do you think you could send God a Valentine? How do you think you could tell God, I love you?
Pray.
Huh?
Pray.
Yes, we could pray. We could tell God anything, can't we? Yeah. How else? Any other way? How about when we sing? When we're singing about how great God is, I think that's kind of like a Valentine. We're saying, God, we love you. You are wonderful. You give us love and compassion, and you bless us with what we need. So when we sing, we're sharing a Valentine with God. And Jesus said that people will know that you are mine if you love one another. So if we love each other, if you're nice to the weird kid at school, if you help your mom, those are ways that we love each other and show our love. And I think God is happy with us showing love in that way too. So what I have for you today is I have some Valentines from God for you to remind you that God loves you. And there are some old Valentines, some of you may have seen them before, that have... They have Spider-Man pencils and Toy Story pencils with them. Okay, so afterwards you can do that. And we will share a prayer. Okay? All right, thanks. God, we thank you for loving us. And we thank you that we get to show the world that we love you and that we can love you by loving each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And here are these. You can take one of these pencils. There's Spider-Man and there's Toy Story. And then Mr. Bill has plans for you.
And should be Rebecca Price is also helping.
Oh, Rebecca. Anna's grandma's helping too. Okay. And if you want to take your pencil to your mom and or leave it with your family, you can do that. There you go. Good job. Would you pray with me? Intrusive God, hound of heaven, we are yours. You created us. You provide for us, and we thank you. We sing your praise. Help us hear you and see you. Help us worship you above all else. Jesus, teacher, great physician, thank you for healing and second chances. Thank you for comfort, rest, and renewal. Thank you for challenge and growth. Thank you for stories that help us ponder and understand. We lift to you all who are in pain this day. We lift to you the fearful and the lonely. Help us heal and teach, forgive and love as you taught us. Spirit, holy breath, fill us, shape us, make us sturdy and tender, make us just, make us yours. We pray all this in the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As my shepherd.
Our New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians 9, verses 16 to 23. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me. And woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became a Jew to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, the good news, so that I may share in its blessings. Here ends the reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. My message this day is called All to All. Our culture is becoming more diverse. Not simply racial and ethnic diversity, but we are growing subcultures that may not even be able to communicate with one another. One person attends candidate nights. Another listens to speeches by following quotes tweeted by those in the audience. We Americans include people with local TV, cable TV, online streaming content, and no television. My daughter recently met someone with a computer but without internet and wondered how he could operate. We choose news sources according to our beliefs, which means we widen the gaps of understanding among us with our group stories and perspectives. We may cause reactions in others without even knowing their group's trigger words. The Apostle Paul established house congregations around Asia, Southern Europe, and the Middle East. He then answered questions and continued their education with letters. We are blessed that some of the letters were copied, shared, and thus survived the centuries. In our families of origin, some of us were exposed to many viewpoints, lifestyles, races, and backgrounds, while some of us grew up surrounded by people who looked and spoke just as our parents did. Paul was born a Roman citizen, which likely meant that his parents knew how to win friends and influence people. Roman citizens had more rights than the occupied peoples. Paul grew up an educated and observant Jew in the midst of pagans, people who worshiped many gods. Paul was effective preaching in the marketplace. He made his message understood in Jerusalem, in Cyprus, in Syria, in Antioch, in Corinth, and in Ephesus. Different native languages, races, local faiths, Jews and pagans, slaves and slave owners. Paul preached the great good news to young and old, rich and poor, and they believed. How did Paul convert thousands? First, we must know that none of us can go where the Spirit has not already gone. People today have questions, stirrings, because God is at work in them. They feel a nudge, an urge to seek the divine. Back before radio and TV, one went to the marketplace to hear new ideas and old politicians. Paul had conversations in the market. He sold tents at times. As a Jew, Paul was a minority in most places, observing and doing his best to fit in each culture, each new city. What are their habits? What are their worries? What foods are plentiful? What makes them laugh? Romans everywhere paid a token worship to Caesar, the emperor, as we might all stand for the national anthem. Not much was expected in worship. In contrast, Paul introduced a God and a Lord who wants to guide our thinking, our behavior, our morality. What a difference. Yet with his Roman citizenship, his Jewish education, and Christ's obligation, Paul planted churches all around the Mediterranean. With that demanding message, how did Paul reach all those drastically different people? Paul wrote that he was a free man. Many choices, many possibilities. However, in Christ, Paul was a captive. He was entrusted with a commission. In the NIV translation, Paul writes, "I am simply discharging the trust committed to me." Paul wrote that he freely enslaved himself to all people for the good news of Christ Jesus. He had the right to do and say whatever he wanted, yet Paul enslaved himself. He chose not to exercise his rights to do and say whatever popped into his mind. He chose love instead. And he taught his churches and us how to choose others over self. Elsewhere in Corinthians, we read an expressed lesson from Paul. Seldom did most common people get to eat meat, just too expensive. Most of the meat that was available, either for sale or given out at a feast, had been sacrificed to idols. We know idols are not real. What difference does it make? Paul said, of course we are free to eat that, unless it might harm another. In someone's home, eat whatever they serve. If told, however, this was a sacrifice, do not eat it. Paul says, out of consideration, consider those we might confuse. They might think we're worshiping an idol. We have the right to eat it. Paul asks us to give up the right. Love one another. Jesus said, people will know we are his if we love one another. So in the 9th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote, "To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To the weak I became weak so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel so that I may share in its blessings." To those of us, myself included, who feel it is hard to reach out in new ways to new types of people, to serve more people in more ways, it's hard. We can reread the assurance from Isaiah that Eileen read. Even youths will faint and grow weary, and the young will fall exhausted, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May we too reach out in love, be all things to all people, for the sake of the good news, that we too might share in its blessings. Amen.